I am visiting with Gary Wojcik with New Holland. And first of all, Gary, for people that don't know you, tell me what you do for the company.
Yeah, I'm the segment marketing manager for all the high horsepower tractors and precision land management.
Well, we have got a very exciting announcement from New Holland that's kind of bringing back a name people are familiar with, and that is Genesis. I guess let's just start there. What is it that is being introduced?
Well, what's being introduced is the new Genesis T8 series, and we're really taking off from our heritage, which was the Genesis tractor, which was extremely successful in its day. Back in 20 years ago, it's a 20-year anniversary, 20 years, 93, we leapfrogged the whole industry as far as the product, as far as the serviceability, as far as the cab, the controls, sidewinder counselors, sharp steering, mega flow, hydraulics, highest lift capacity. We had, and the list goes on, actually, of all the things that we drove that industry of high horsepower tractors back then. Many, many customers around North America, more than excess of 22,000 customers have bought these tractors over the time. And to the T, everybody loves the tractor. It's a super tractor, like I say, a great inherent design that lives on. And we're going to leverage on that name and the excitement of that and the emotion of that and carry it on to the Genesis T8 as we go forward.
So this will be a T8 series tractor.
Actually, it will be a Genesis T8 series tractor.
Got to say that right now.
Yeah, it's a Genesis T8 series tractor, and we're adding a model. We're adding a high horsepower, the model 420, which that designates the highest horsepower it can produce, 420 horse. Coupling that with the Auto Command CVT transmission, 5-inch rear axles, monster axles, new TerraGlide front suspension. And a bunch of other things. That's a super tractor.
Well, I think I'll try to do a little research on this before I got here even, but one of the things that I noticed is, I guess you call it a badge, but it actually says Genesis on this new tractor.
You're pretty observant, Chuck.
It didn't in the original.
No, and that's exactly right. I mean, someone say, where's your badging? Well, it's on the rear of the cab and it's in the interior. The original Genesis never was badged Genesis. In fact, it was basically marketing that took the 70 series to a household name of the Genesis tractor.
But people could look at it and still say, well, that's a Genesis just by looking at it, right?
Oh, sure. This tractor, like the Genesis, this Genesis T8 is very unique. When you look at it, just the styling, mm-hmm. it's something different than anybody else in the market. That styling is driven by a longer wheelbase. 16 or 18 inches, depending on the model. Okay, 18 inches longer wheelbase, and then we turn the wheels around the cooling group, which means we sculpture the hood kind of uniquely to make that happen. And compared to competitors who steer behind the cooling group, because that's the big part that you got to contend with, we put it over the axle, the cooling group over the axle, and steer around it. That allows us to turn sharper. Okay, and so we get the best of both worlds here with a Genesis T8. You got a long wheelbase for ride and stability, yet you can still turn sharp.
Well, we're going to, after we do this interview, hopefully see it make a few turns here. Yeah. And demonstrate that. So it's a gorgeous looking tractor here on the outside, like you mentioned. Talk about some more of what we've got on the inside. Let's maybe move to the cab, for example, and tell us what we're going to see when we open the door.
Okay, when we go in the cab, you're going to love it in there. First of all, there's lots of room for two people, a full instructional seat. It's a very, very quiet cab. Visibility is super, just like the original one. The controls, we have a Sidewinder 2 console that can put the controls exactly where you want them. Okay. We have the Auto Command CVT controls there, which are very, very intuitive. We have an IntelliView 4 touchscreen monitor mounted right to the Sidewinder console, so it moves right with you. And, basically, all of it is aimed at productivity and comfort and productivity.
So you're going to be able to integrate this into, some of the precision systems that we have out there to fully take advantage of all that latest technology as well.
Yeah, ISO standards as far as running other equipment and seeing their, whatever it is, other equipment on the monitor, yes. So the monitor, the IntelliView 4 touchscreen, it's a 10.5-inch color screen, but it'll control the tractor, it'll monitor the tractor, and it'll tell what the tool is doing behind, whatever that is, a planter or whatever.
So if you were just going to have a customer walk up to you and say, I need to learn about why I want to buy this tractor, what are some of the key things? I know we've mentioned a couple of them, but what are they going to be looking at here that it's going to be kind of the wow factor for them?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is the Genesis, and it's from New Holland, and the support and the dealers and all that, okay? But when you get down to the product, I think what you're going to find is a tractor that's going to be very, very productive for you in whatever application that you need to do it in. And the Auto Command CVT, for example, in this size of tractor is going to open up way more opportunities for us and fit more customers because they have a demand for that type of control and efficiency. The Auto Command in itself also just puts the amount of power it needs and the fuel needed to get the job done. It's that way. It makes it more efficient. And we're hitting rave reviews out of the units that are running on fuel efficiency. You know, that's the whole performance and return on investment story right there.
Well, I know we've got a couple of units here on the campus for New Holland. Mm-hmm. What are we looking at in terms of being able to pick one up at our local dealer?
Okay, yeah, we have to be a little patient here. We're ordering them now. The dealers are ordering them now, but the production starts in September. So basically starting from there on, that'll be model year 14. September of 13, I'm talking.
And where will we see these being produced?
Oh, they're produced. These tractors are produced in Racine.
Okay. Yeah. And I guess another point I heard, and I'll let you confirm, but we're only going to find these in blue, right?
Absolutely. The Genesis is only for blue and for North America. It's only for New Holland.
All right. So at this point, I think we can point some people online for more information already.
Yes. There's a site set up already. Coincidentally, we've had 1,600 hits since yesterday. We opened it yesterday morning. It's genesis.newholland.com. Go there. Take a look at the Genesis video, which celebrates the 20 years and transitions to the Genesis T8. But also gets a chance to put your story in, to tell about your Genesis tractor. We're looking for the highest hour tractor. Tell us your serial number and so on and where it's at, and give us some stories about how that tractor's doing, maybe a picture, as well as all the information about the Genesis T8 tractor.
Wonderful. We will point them that way. Thank you very much, Gary. We've been visiting here at New Holland headquarters in Pennsylvania, and it's the new Genesis T8 series product launch. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.